Welcome to another FFG Financial Insights podcast. Today we are doing another one of our Meet the Advisor podcasts. My name is Brian Ullman. I'm a financial advisor here at Ford Financial Group. And today I'm joined by Robert Farmer, who is a wealth manager and accredited investment fiduciary here at our office. Rob, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. This is Rob's first time on the podcast, but certainly hopefully not his last. And I think it's a great way to start by an introduction about who you are and kind of what your role here is at Ford Financial Group and how you help your clients. So you're a local guy, right?
Yes. I'm born and raised here.
You were born at Fresno Community Hospital or Clovis Community Hospital or St. Agnes?
I'd have to ask my mom that, but I'm pretty sure it was St. Agnes.
Okay. And then you went to high school here?
High school. Went to Dry Creek. Clovis Elementary was, Dry Creek was the name of it.
Which used to be, because I live out by Dry Creek now. Dry Creek used to be where the country kids went to school.
Yeah, it was.
And now it's surrounded by subdivisions, of course.
Yeah, there was nobody out there when I went out there. We had to drive about 5 miles to get to school. It was too far to ride bikes. It was, and that's when they were called the Blue Devils, which is now you can't.
Yeah, nothing can be a devil anymore. Yes. Yeah, right. So, so you grew up. I mean, that when you were growing up in Clovis, that was kind of some wide open space, so you could go and get in all sorts of trouble or go have all sorts of fun, depending on your view, I guess.
There was a lot of wide open space there. To even just go to a friend's house, it was miles, and most of my friends. Since my parents originally were in Fresno, all my friends that were when I was younger were all in Fresno. So
okay,
and that was there was no highway.
Yeah,
there was a long drive.
Yeah, right. So you went elementary school, then high school here, Clovis High.
Went to Clovis West and graduated from Bullard.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Senior year, I went to Bullard High.
Okay. Good. And then stayed here for college?
Stayed here. Went to Fresno State.
Okay. Business major, finance major, econ, or
Was an industrial tech major.
Is that right?
Construction management with a business minor.
Okay. So that probably prepared you for a real world job better than some sort of abstract economics degree.
Yes, right? I can swing a hammer.
There you go. you know what hard work actually is, right? Well, good. And so then after, did you go right into finance after you graduated from college?
No, right. Well, I guess in looking back, it is kind of finance. I went into insurance.
Okay.
My dad owned an insurance agency here in Fresno. And I started to work with him and his company for a few years after graduating. And then sometime down the road, my father and I kind of butted heads during family engagements, which we would start talking about business, which...
Work and family getting all intertwined.
Never made for a good family outing.
Makes for an awkward Thanksgiving dinner, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah, right. So... I had a friend of mine who had just recently started in the investment advisory business, and I chatted with him a few times and thought about going to work over there at Payne Weber.
Okay.
And finally made the jump to Payne Weber.
So you did that. Now, how long ago was that?
That was in 1993.
93. So you've been at this for a while then. A
couple of years.
More than a couple of years. So you're at Payne Weber. You stayed there for a while?
I was at Payne Weber for 7 years.
Okay.
And then UBS was purchasing Payne Weber.
Okay.
And at that time, there was some issues that were coming down the pike where the investments that we're going to be offering or have to offer our clients were going to be kind of forced on us more, not have the free will to choose what we wanted to, what's best for our clients.
Do the right thing for your clients. Exactly.
Exactly. So at that point, I was looking around and I had a couple of friends over at Prudential Securities, went over to Pru.
Yeah.
And started there. And then from Pru had been gobbled up by Wachovia Securities. And then Wachovia Securities turned into Wells Fargo Advisors. And
I mean, the story is kind of similar to some others I've heard where it's not that you necessarily moved around firms. It's the firms moved around you by being acquired or absorbed into other firms. So you weren't picking up and changing your desk and going somewhere else. It's the name on the door of the office was changing.
Yeah, I think prior to coming here, I'd been in two different offices, but I'd worked for six different firms.
Oh, wow. So some movement forced on you then. So you wound up ultimately at most recently before joining Ford Financial Group at Wells Fargo Advisors.
Correct.
How long were you under the Wells Fargo Advisors banner?
That's a tough one. We were bought by Wachovia merged into Wells Fargo Advisors.
I believe 09?
It was 08, 09.
Something like that. Yep.
It's a tragic memory that I don't like to look back on.
Right. So you're there for you're at Wells Fargo Advisors for a few years, partnered with another advisor who is still connected to our firm, Rory Contando.
Rory Contando and I went. He moved over from Payne Webber or UBS, probably about 5 or 6 years after I moved.
Okay.
And then he and I started working together. And then when we decided to make the move, we both came over here.
You kind of formed a partnership, a professional partnership there that kind of came over to Ford Financial Group as well.
Correct.
So you made the switch. You've been here about 2 years now, almost. It'll be 2 years in October.
September, rather.
Yeah. Right after Labor Day. And so, what prompted you to make the switch and jump from Wells Fargo Advisors, where you were, to an independent firm?
I think the biggest thing that we looked at was the freedom to do what's right for our clients.
Yeah.
And to have a better suite of investments to choose from.
Right.
Which Wells at the time started to be very constrictive of what we could do.
Kind of what you experienced in the past that caused you to leave other firms.
Exactly. And Wells Fargo was also getting their name in the news quite a bit. Yep. and not in a good way.
Sure.
So it was kind of pushed upon us to move or look for another place to do business for ourselves and for our clients. And
right.
Looking around, I mean, there's several opportunities out there. And once I met you guys, I mean, it was a good fit. The people here are good people. They do what's right by their clients.
And it probably, I think one of the most important things is, you know, I don't want to speak for you, but it seems like the investment philosophies jive.
Yeah.
Right.
I think,
you know, what would you say your investment philosophy is for your clients? If you could, I know it's a hard question because it's more than just one thing, but, I mean, it sounds to me that just doing right by your clients is job one, right? And you got to be somewhere that allows you to do that.
I think you look out for your clients first, then try to establish a good investment plan that meets all their needs,
right.
Which are the ones that are going on right now to the ones that are going to happen in the future.
Yeah. Now, speaking of doing right by your clients or doing your best for your clients, you recently got the AIF designation, which is the Accredited Investment Fiduciary designation.
Correct.
What does it entail to be an accredited investment fiduciary?
Well, it entails some education.
Sure.
Some exam. Long nights on the computer going over information and then taking an exam, passing that exam.
Right. And the focus is on your fiduciary relationship with your clients?
The fiduciary responsibility that one has by handling other people's or other corporations' money.
Right. And doing what's right, having their best interest as job one all the time.
All the time.
Right.
And never let that guard down. So you should always be looking out for your clients.
Sure. So, you know, we've spent almost 10 minutes going over kind of your life professionally. Tell me a little bit about what you do in your spare time. Anybody who is listening and even knows you a little bit knows you are an avid skier.
That is correct. I do like to ski as much as I can, and yeah. I do not like it when it's hot. So
you don't take summer vacations. You take winter vacations.
I take a lot of winter vacations.
That's good.
Other than skiing a lot, we do martial arts a lot.
Not just you, but your family as well.
Myself, my daughter, and my son all do it. We're scheduled to be getting our black belt here in December.
Wow.
So that'll be a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
So nobody, everybody knows not to mess with you.
Yeah. And then the other things we do, we sail. I've sailed since I was probably 8-9 years old.
Yeah.
So we're always up there at Huntington Lake.
Sure.
Doing the regatta.
Did you sail in the regatta just this past weekend?
I did, but it wasn't on our boat. I helped my dad and another guy sail my dad's friend's boat.
The most important question, did you win?
No,
didn't win.
Unfortunately, this boat that we sailed was, as the owner of the boat said, it's a Winnebago with sails.
So that means you had fun.
Yeah, it was fun, that's but good. Very slow.
Okay, well, that's all right. As long as you had fun. It's a good time up there during the regatta.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Well, good. Well, Rob, I appreciate you joining us to kind of talk about yourself. I know it's not easy to talk about yourself always, but I think it's great for our clients and our prospective clients to get to know our advisors, including you here. And I think this little bit helped everybody get to know you a little bit better. So I look forward to having you back so we can talk about some subjects other than you.
Yes. Well, I'm always happy to talk about me.
Yeah, well, it's sure Johnny said it's his favorite subject, that. Right? You're talking about yourself. So, well, good. Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to doing more of these with you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. If you'd like to talk with Rob, you can always email him here at rfarmer, F-A-R-M-E-R, at fordfg.com. You can also call us on our local line at 559-449-8690. If this wasn't enough, Rob, for you, you can also read Rob's bio on our website, www.fordfg.com. And I think that's probably the easiest way to get in touch with you, right, Rob? Unless it's the wintertime, they can catch you up on the slopes.
You can always catch me up on the slopes.
There you go. Very good. All right, now it's time for some disclosures. The advisors with Ford Financial Group are registered representatives with and securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Ford Financial Group, a registered investment advisor, and a separate entity from LPL. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results, and all indices mentioned in this podcast are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Stock investing involves risk, including loss of principal, and no strategy assures success or protects against loss. The economic forecast set forth in this podcast may not develop as predicted, and Ford Financial Group and LPL Financial do not provide tax advice or legal advice or services. This information is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to herein. Thanks for listening.